This is Ted Kennedy. The Republican Party has elected a new chairman and confessed the error of its ways in 1992. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you Republican elephants herded together in a big gathering last month. The purpose was to elect a new party chairman and start thinking about the future. But that proved easier said than done, Al. Elephants don't forget. Attention was riveted on the past and the painful postmortems on what went so badly wrong in 1992. Your ex-party chairman, Rich Bond, delivered a passionate plea to dump the party's anti-abortion litmus test. He called on mainstream Republicans to break the grip of the zealots who drove your party into the right-wing ditch at the Republican convention last summer in Houston in front of a national TV audience. What your new party chairman needs most is a good broom and a large bucket. As they say in the circus, Al, it's a big job cleaning up after a big elephant.
Ted, only you Dems would know what they say and do in the circus. The Democrat clowns who managed to drive Congress into the left barrel pit of mismanagement and waste know better than anyone what goes on in the big tent. For a donkey, you're singing hee-haw on a smug note. Ted, Republicans on both sides of the abortion debate were allowed to speak at our convention, but the old Democrat convention was a different matter indeed. When Pennsylvania Governor Bob Casey asked earnestly if he could speak on behalf of pro-life Democrats, he was scorned and scoffed at and told to catch the first bus back to Harrisburg. Ted, Republicans have never had some litmus test on abortion. Half of all Republicans being pro-choice, half being pro-life, that would surely be impossible. Really, Ted, if you Dems think that discrimination against minority views is the best policy for your party, then do keep up the good work. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.